Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Bigs, Christian Scott. Let's break them down on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Saturday. May the 4th be with you. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White and the 5 prospects on the verge. Paul Skeens of the Pirates, Junior Caminero of the Rays, Kyle Manzardo of the Guardians, Max Meyer of the Marlins, and we're cheating a little bit with this one, Christian Scott of the Mets, who will be promoted this weekend to start against the Tampa Bay Rays. Scott, what should we expect from Christian Scott, and is he a must-add in fantasy baseball?
Well, first of all, I didn't know he was getting called up when I wrote the article, but I guess it makes sense since he was in my 5 on the verge. And yeah, I think Christian Scott is pretty close to a must add. I've put him at 66th in my starting pitcher rankings to start out. So in shallower leagues, maybe you don't have anyone you could drop for him, but you probably do. And exciting potential here. Last year, he had a swinging strike rate on the level of a Spencer Strider and a strike percentage on the level of George Kirby. So it doesn't get much better than that. This year at AAA, those numbers haven't been quite as impressive, but they've still been really good. He's still great strikeout rate, great walk rate, very high home run rate, and he gives up a lot of fly balls. So it's the same strengths and weaknesses as like Shota Imanaga. I'm not saying Christian Scott's going to execute on the level of a Shota Imanaga, but that's the kind of profile we're talking about here. And worth picking up for that strikeout upside. I do wonder, I mean, I have to assume he doesn't have an especially long leash with the Mets, given that there's not a clear opening in the rotation for him now. Maybe they're going to bump Adrian Hauser to the bullpen, maybe not. But then they also have Tyler McGill and David Peterson on rehab assignment now. So Scott, he's got to execute to stick around, but if he does, given that upside, it could be very valuable for fantasy.
When do you think we see Paul Skeens, Scott? Because on the full-length podcast, I made a bold prediction earlier in the week after his 6-inning start. I said, I think his next start is going to be with the Pirates. That won't be the case. When do you think we see Skeens?
So that may be his last start. The one coming up this weekend may be his last start at AAA. Remember, his first 4 starts were all less than 4 innings, and he hardly pitched in spring training. So it seemed to me like the Pirates were just kind of delaying his buildup so that he would be available later into the season. And I thought once he got up to 6 innings, okay, it's time to – we can anticipate Skeens getting called to the majors. Well, now he got to 6 innings in his last start. I'm going to say 1, maybe 2 more starts at AAA, and then Skeens is coming up. He's rostered in most CBS sports leagues already, but if he happens to be available in yours, definitely pick him up now. I will also say that Junior Caminero is doing his best to force the issue now for the Rays. He's had a couple of 2-homer games here recently. His exit velocity readings are off the charts, as they've always been for Caminero. I mean, this is a special hitting prospect. Not a clear opening for him in the Rays lineup, especially with Jonathan Aranda on rehab assignment and probably back soon. But the Rays are very creative, and if Caminero forces the issue, certainly if there's another injury, he could get the call. And finally, I do want to touch on Kyle Manzardo here of the Guardians, because the Guardians have been one of the best teams in baseball so far, kind of surprisingly. they have a revolving door of nobodies at DH. Estevan Florial has been getting the most starts there, but he doesn't really deserve to keep starting. And Manzardo, who everybody assumed was the Guardians DH of the future when they acquired him for Aaron Civale last year, he's been on fire at AAA. Great plate discipline numbers especially, but the power has been good too. And might be time to consider stashing Kyle Manzardo because I feel like his call-up could come any day.
Five prospects on the periphery. These are just some names that are doing something as of late. Coby Mayo with the Orioles, Jacob Wilson with the Oakland A's, Owen Murphy with the Braves, George Klaassen of the Phillies, and Matt Wilkinson of the Guardians. Scott, Coby Mayo is on a home run barrage right now, and since Jackson Holliday was sent down, there is a way for the Orioles to get him into the lineup. What do you think about Coby Mayo's chances of getting the call?
Yeah, I think the chances are pretty good that Mayo could come up before Holliday comes back because Jordan Westberg, obviously, he can alternate between second and third base, so it's not like they have to meet a specific positional need there. Mayo's strikeout rate was inflated early on, but it's come back down to size here recently. He makes very high-quality contact. I mean, his surface-level numbers look great. Only 12 players have a higher, 12 major leaguers have a higher max exit velocity than Coby Mayo has at AAA this year. So we're talking high end power, and they want to have to make an opening for him. They have an opening in their infield right now. So Coby Mayo, we could call him, you know, it's kind of overflow from five on the verge here by putting him in my five on the periphery. Let's see. George Klaassen of the Phillies is down in low A. But he is a pitching prospect who is getting a ton of attention in the early going, maybe one of the breakthrough pitching prospects this year. Want to see him against higher competition, of course, but he's had electric stuff in college, just walked way too many guys. And the Phillies made some tweaks to his delivery, and now George Klaassen is throwing tons of strikes, getting tons of whiffs with that triple-digit fastball of his and good secondary pitches too. So that's a name to have on your radar in Dynasty Leagues. George Klaassen, spelled K-L-A-S-S-E-N.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again next week. Bye-bye.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox, and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So, why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.